Welcome back, Tribe. You are listening to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box, where we invite doctors, dentists, and medical entrepreneurs who are breaking the mold, stepping outside the box as entrepreneurs, and practicing on their terms to share their journey, wisdom, and their inspiration with the world. I am your host, Dr. Myesha Claiborne. My calling is to help doctors find freedom, fulfillment, and full self-expression. I have helped dozens of medical professionals transform their mindset, leverage their skill set, and build profitable businesses and careers they love. Now, let's get to the good stuff. But before we do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity for inspiration, motivation, and empowerment with me and our amazing guests. Now, let's take it to the next level, y'all. Here we go. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. This is Dr. Myesha with Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. And this is our first episode of 2021. Now, you may have noticed that I haven't put out a podcast in the last couple of weeks. I took a little holiday break. A lot of things going on in my work life and in my home life, all positive and like I always talk about on the podcast, we need to give ourselves permission sometimes to take a rest. So I did just that. But today, and you might also notice that this is a solo podcast. Normally, I have a guest that I'm chatting with, and I love having my guests. But today is a solo podcast because I really want to update you on what's been happening, what is to come with Next Level Physicians, and what I've been up to and have cooking for 2021. So stay tuned as we go about this episode. Welcome back to the first episode of 2021. It's Dr. Myesha with Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. I want to start by talking a little bit about what's been going on over the past few months. Now, you know, I talk a lot about, or I've talked a lot with my guests about what they're doing, but I rarely talk about what I'm doing. Most of you know for me that I have transitioned a few times. When I started coaching, I was coaching in the burnout realm, and you've heard me speak about this multiple times. And one of the reasons I started Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box is to empower other physician entrepreneurs who were out there getting started, who were growing, and who were thriving inside of their own businesses. And I have so enjoyed coaching other medical professionals in this realm, doctors, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, physician assistants, in getting them out there to create a career that they design. I think it's so important. And many of you also know that inside of that, one of the things I most love to empower is the mindset of an entrepreneur. Now, whether you know this about me or not, I am a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, also known as hypnosis as well. I'm a master practitioner of hypnosis and a technique called timeline therapy. I'm a master NLP coach. And this is one of the domains that I have really had be in the background for quite some time until about the beginning of 2020. And at the beginning of 2020, actually the end of 2019, many of you know, good friend and colleague of mine, Dr. Mike Wuming, and I did Bootcamp MD Live October of 2019. And one of the things that I did was a half day of mindset. And what I discovered in that is that I actually love talking about behavior and the unconscious mind and limiting beliefs and really transforming that so that the people who are out there with their dreams but are stuck can actually move past whatever is holding them back. And so in the late 2019, some of you already know this, and some of you may not know this, but in late 2019, I decided to bring my training, my NLP and hypnosis training, to the forefront. Now, I said that I'm a master practitioner of NLP and hypnosis. What I did not say is I'm a trainer. And one of the things that I had, one of the tools that I have had on the shelf, that I had had on the shelf for the past 3 years back in 2019 was the fact that I actually certify others in NLP and hypnosis. So in 2020, I decided with my other very close friend and colleague, Dr. Bani St. Victor, that I would create this mind remapping and manifestation one day retreat. And initially it was just a tester to really talk about what I do in the realm of unconscious mind, and to include Manny, because Manny is a hypnosis, a hypnotherapist as well, and a mindset coach. Precision Mindset is his company. For us to collaborate and delve into the thing that we love so much, which is empowering people at the unconscious level, helping them to sweep out the unconscious cobwebs that are keeping them stuck and holding them back, the getting rid of the emotional and intergenerational trauma that may be holding them back from being successful in any area of their life, but especially in this case, in business and entrepreneurship and as medical professionals. And so we went about doing this retreat, and on the fly, I decided I was gonna start a class. This was on the fly, meaning a few months into our promotion, I decided I was going to create out my training. And so I did, and it has been a whirlwind, wild, and wonderful year of training this first class, certifying them in neurolinguistic programming and hypnosis and timeline therapy technique. And that led me to start the Mind Remapping Academy. Now, let me back up a little bit, because I am coming to a specific point. But I do want to back up and talk a little bit about what is NLP, what is neurolinguistic programming, because I think it's important that people understand why I'm so connected to this. First of all, I think I may have shared this in a podcast or two, but my undergraduate background is in psychology, and I've always been fascinated with brain behavior and the unconscious mind, why we do the things we do, why we behave the way we behave, what are the sources of emotional triggers and thought triggers, and how do we actually remove them so that they stay gone? Those are the types of things I'm always asking. What is the meaning of our communication? How do you impact the dynamics of a relationship in a way that in a lasting and meaningful way? These are the kinds of questions that I've always asked. And when I trained in NLP, I began to understand the inner workings of how we think, how we come to believe what we believe, and the breakdown of communication beyond words. And that fascinated me so much that I went on to continue training as a master practitioner and then to the trainer level. Now, what is NLP? NLP is a set of tools. It is a way of being. It is a way of speaking. It is a way of communicating. NLP is a methodology by which you move oneself from an undesired state to a desired state, or undesired circumstances to a desired circumstances. It is a way of understanding oneself and others at a deeper level, at a much deeper level than we normally do on a regular basis. You see, we walk around in life and, you know, we get caught up in the day-to-day operations of life. You know, we go to school, You know, graduate from school, you go to the college, medical school, residency, you get caught up in the day-to-day operations of life. And what that does is it a lot of times disconnects us with our deeper selves, our desires, our dreams. And inside of this training and inside of life, along the way, these beliefs and values get installed. Okay. Some of them consciously and some of them unconsciously. Many of them, as a matter of fact, unconsciously from childhood. So that we come into life, you know, a blank slate. And some would say we inherit epigenetically some values and beliefs. You know, I do believe that. And there's a conversation for that as well. But we come into this world, you know, blank slates. And as we move about our environment, as we take in information through our five senses, five primary senses, we begin to form our beliefs, our behaviors, our way of thinking, our way of being. And then we grow up and we interpret the world in a way that matches those beliefs. And so what happens is, you know, as we grow up, whether the positive beliefs and the positive values and the productive values get formed, but they're also the ones that are traumatic, that are negative thoughts and beliefs about ourselves that get formed, and we are not conscious of them. We walk around like they're true. What NLP does is allow you to not only become aware of these unconscious beliefs, go deeper into that level of awareness behind why it is that you keep coming against the same obstacles over and over again, or why it is that you excel to a particular point and then stop short, or why it is that you have this level of anxiety that you're unable to turn your mind off, or why it is that you have a physiological trigger every time you go into a specific situation. It has you to really get underneath what that is about so that you can transform it. Literally installing new beliefs, new reset buttons, controlling your emotional state, and giving you a new sense of power and expression for yourself, right? And so that is what neuro-linguistic programming is about. There are tools and techniques inside of this methodology, very specific tools and techniques. And it's about also learning conscious use of language. There are language patterns that we use. All right. So when you learn those language patterns, you're able to control your inner dialogue, your inner conversation. Because let's face it, we're humans. Thoughts are going to come up, right? But what do you do with those thoughts? That is the real question. And that's where the real transformation happens. You'll have whatever fears, doubts, conversations come up, and then you'll be able to be at the root of how you eliminate those and dissolve those over time and in a much shorter amount of time than you might think. So NLP helps you to consciously use your language to influence your internal dialogue, as well as to navigate and inspire and influence in communication with others. It helps you to understand why others make the decisions that they do, and to be able to see other people's model of the world, to have even more compassion for them. That's not to say you don't have compassion. But when you can understand the inner workings of the brain and the unconscious mind, you can listen differently. And when you listen from an NLP practitioner or master practitioner standpoint, then you hear the unsaid. You begin to hear the things that are not being said. You begin to hear the meaning behind the communication. And that's very important in many areas of life. Now, speaking of that, well, What are the areas of life that this is applicable? I mean, when I was in private practice, I used NLP every day. I used these techniques every day to empower my patients in the moment. It doesn't take an hour to do. When you learn techniques like reframing and you learn techniques like how to shift, install new strategies, those are techniques that can be done very quickly. When you learn how to conversationally get to the root of a complaint, because sometimes the complaint is just the surface, but the root of the complaint is very different. And when do we make the most impact? When we know the root of the problem, correct? Yes. And so I use this with patients before I even transitioned in to be a coach. I used it day to day in my practice. I used hypnosis in my practice. I used NLP and different NLP techniques for weight loss, for smoking cessation for my patients. I even used hypnosis to help a patient who was terrified of getting her blood drawn, get her blood drawn with no incident, with actually laughter and giggling. These are things, hypnosis for pain, anxiety, sleep. I used it with patients all of the time. And so this is applicable right in private practice. So whether or not you want to be a coach is immaterial. I chose to be a coach in this, and this has deepened the impact and effectiveness of my coaching in burnout, in business. And NLP is wonderful for sales because you, rather than the cookie cutter responses that some sales courses will have you produce, and this is one of the things I teach in my own sales course, rather than the cookie cutter responses, you can listen deeper to what the root of the objection might be, and you can formulate your conversation with the person in a way that breaks down the resistances. Now, I'm talking about selling, but I'm also talking about general communication to be able to break down resistance in people immediately, to be able to establish connection and rapport immediately. These are the things that NLP provide. So now I've said all of that. These are some of the benefits, some of the ways you can use it. Coaches use it. I mean, you don't have to be a doctor to use it. This is not a process that's bound by licensure. I have, attorneys use it, psychologists use it in therapy. I think it's a great tool for psychologists in therapy. And, people use it in sales. You see people use it in speaking. If you're a public speaker, it's really a powerful tool to use. To craft your words in such a way that are attractive, inspiring, influential. People use it. I use it day to day as a parent. I use NLP so much with my son. It's just, ridiculous. So it can be used in any capacity in relationships to help you understand your partner, and really most deeply to understand yourself. So these are the ways that people use NLP, and this is why I'm so passionate about it. So what am I up to, right? I'm going back to what have I been doing? What am I up to? While yes, I still do business coaching. I love doing the entrepreneurial, the business, and the career coaching because it allows me a bit of creativity to be able to brainstorm and help expand other people's ideas of what's possible in their careers and in their businesses. And so I still do that. And what I'm focusing on now is, primarily really digging in and teaching people the tools of neuro-linguistic programming, teaching people the tools of hypnotic language and the inner workings of their own power inside of the unconscious mind, and how to really deeply impact the people that they want to impact in their businesses, in their practices, in their lives, and themselves. And that is why I do these trainings. And we do have a training upcoming, NLP training upcoming in January 19th, which is in 2 weeks exactly, the day after the day before the presidential inauguration, the day after Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, holiday celebrated rather. And so if you're interested, I'll tell you how you can reach out to me about that, about getting into that training, because we will be closing the registration on January 15th. But that's what I'm up to. You know, I'm just really passionate about empowering people at that level, at the unconscious level, at the level of the mind, because mindset is 80%. Mindset, and you've listened to this podcast, you know, even two or three episodes, you know, you've heard me say this all the time. Mindset is 80%. When you get your mind right, when you really commit yourself to personal development, then that pushes you beyond any obstacle. Because there's going to be obstacles. Here's the thing. There's going to be obstacles. I mean, look at 2020. Obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. But it's not to remove obstacles. This work is not to remove obstacles. This is to easily and effortlessly navigate them, right? To be able to see the obstacle and observe it rather than recoil from it. To be able to see the obstacle and look at it as an opportunity, right? To deconstruct the obstacle and understand the obstacle and how it can actually benefit you, you know, or to how it can benefit others, or to deconstruct the obstacle so that it really has no power over you, even if the obstacle is your own negative thoughts and feelings and emotions. Yeah. So as we look at 2020 and the obstacles and the challenges that we have seen, that we have experienced, the pain, the loss, as we look at that, let us also be willing to look at, deconstruct that and look at what are some of the learnings that have come out of that. The learnings about yourself and your strength and your ability to speak out, or your ability to conquer, your ability to move past, your ability to thrive, you know, even the ability to survive, right? Even though we know thriving has a leg up on surviving, right? That's right. But sometimes we have to get to that point where we're surviving and recognize that there is opportunity to thrive before we actually move towards that thriving. And sometimes there is work to be done to move things out of the closet in order for us to be clear enough to thrive, to pursue the thriving aspect, right? Because here's the thing, we cannot get to the next level when we're trying to climb on top of falling rubble. We can't build a strong foundation that will get us to the next level if there are holes in the current foundation and there's dirt and rubble and crap underneath. What we must do is clean out our closet. Dust out the cobwebs, throw away the things that we no longer need, dispense with them. And then when we look, when we've cleaned out that closet, we will see how much space we actually have to reorganize ourselves and then to rebuild something magical in our lives. So, you know, 2020 in a lot of ways has been a cleaning out for for some of us. For our country, it has been a revelation of the ages. And now things are being revealed that we can now clean out. We can begin to eliminate, because there are things that will take years, decades to eliminate. But there are things that we can look inside ourselves and say, oh, what is this a reflection of? And we can begin to eliminate and clean them out. And that will spark some healing. That will spark some growth. But then once we've cleaned out that closet and we see all of that space and we reorganized ourselves, then there's power to create. There's power to create. So now, as we move into 2021, as we move into another blank slate of a year, even with everything that's going on, even with all of the circumstances still happening, how will you write your story this year? How will you create this year? One thing I encourage you and I empower you is, however you choose to create it in community. Don't create it alone. Because if there's one thing to be learned from 2020, is that we're stronger together. So find your tribe and let's start to write a story that we design, not a story predicated on the past, not a story determined by a circumstance, but a story that we design truly. And if you want to know how to do that effectively, you can reach out to me. If you are interested in joining the training that will give you the deeper tools, you know, I'm about teaching people to fish rather than just giving a fish. I'm happy to give a fish, but I'd rather teach. So if you are interested in learning the tools at a deeper level, learning how to fish, then you're welcome. I invite you to reach out to me about our training. With that, I'll give you a resource. You can go to remapmymind.com, and that will take you to the Mind Remapping Academy, remapmymind.com. That'll take you right to the Mind Remapping Academy, and you can either book a call with me, book an interest call with me. You can fill out an application. However it occurs for you to reach out to me. If you are connected with me on Facebook, you can message me on Facebook. If you're connected with me on LinkedIn, you can message me on LinkedIn. However you want to reach out to me about it, I'm happy to speak with you. But I want you to move forward really knowing that you're at the source of your life. And while we may not be in control of everything, we can control our reactions, our thoughts, our responses. And we can lean on each other. And if you are a believer, you can have faith that things will be exactly as they're supposed to be, and we can still take action to influence those results. Yeah. We are co-creators. We are co-creators with the universe. We are co-creators with each other. And we are co-creators with the unconscious mind. So with that, I wish you a wonderful week. Happy New Year. And what you're going to be seeing in the future from Next Level Physicians is, as we will be continuing our podcast, I will be winding it back a little bit, so it won't be every Monday. I plan to potentially do a couple of podcasts per month because, of course, I still love highlighting physicians and other medical professionals who are doing the darn thing out there. So I definitely intend to continue to with the mind remapping, excuse me, with the Next Level Physicians podcast. And so stay tuned for new episodes a couple of times a month. And I will be doing more solo episodes as well. So some short, some longer, but I want to do a few more solo episodes. So you'll hear me do some solo episodes. We'll continue to highlight the wonderful physicians and medical professionals who are out there thriving and growing inside of their own creations in their careers and businesses. And then the final thing is I will be starting a new podcast. Imagine that. Thanks to Dr. G. Thank you, Charmaine. Thanks to Dr. G, I have become a podcast maniac. No, actually, I feel like what's due is a specific conversation around mindset and NLP and, you know, eliminating past trauma, intergenerational trauma, and really empowering what I do as a NLP trainer. And I want to honor Next Level Physicians for what it is. And so instead of diverting the conversation, I'm going to start a new podcast called Mind Remapping Nation. And so you stay tuned. You're going to be seeing some more promotions about that. If you follow me on social media, I'm facebook.com/Dr. Maisha. Instagram, my handle is also Dr. Maisha, as well on Twitter and LinkedIn. My YouTube channel is also YouTube.com/ Dr. Maisha as well. So you'll be seeing more about the new podcast, the Mind Remapping Nation, coming up. And in this podcast, I'm going to be expanding beyond the medical community, inclusive of, but also now including other professions, talking about all things brain behavior and the unconscious mind. We'll be talking spirituality, we'll be talking philosophy, we'll be talking, you know, psychology and metaphysics. All of these types of things will be coming up. But the point is to really have us think deeper about what's driving us, what's driving you. So stay tuned for that. And if you have any questions, once again, just reach out to me, remapmymind.com, right from the website. And of course, if you are interested in a little business or entrepreneurship or career coaching, you can visit me at drmaisha.com. You guys have a wonderful rest of the week, and we will see you on the next episode. Take care. Namaste. Thanks for spending time with us on this episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. We hope you enjoyed this one as much as the rest. Remember to go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified every time a new episode is released. It is you as our listener who help our podcast to grow. So if you like this podcast, if you enjoy what you're hearing, if you are inspired, we'd really appreciate it if you'd write a quick review and share it with 5 of your friends. We want to continue to expand our reach and bring this transformation to all of those doctors and medical professionals out there who are still seeking more autonomy, more freedom, more expression and purpose in their careers and lives. Finally, if you want to learn more about how I can help you as a doctor or medical professional transform your mindset, leverage your skill set, and create a profitable business and career you love by your design, please check out my website, www.drmaisha.com. That's drmaisha.com. On my website, you can access one of my 3 free masterclasses to get you started on your journey to the next level. Have a wonderful rest of the day and an amazing rest of the week, y'all. And keep your head up
looking to the next level. Namaste.